Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Here on Radio Gallery, we like to cover art events that bring you a variety of media, from painting to ceramics, graphic design, filmmaking, jewelry, photography, you name it. Well, this week, we spotlight an interactive installation exhibit that is both conceptual and very tangible. Joining us is the Art Shanty Project's artistic director, Lacey Headke, to share the exciting details of this 13th annual Winter Pop-Up Arts Community in Minneapolis.
My name is Lacey Perpich Headke, and I'm the artistic director of Art Shanty Projects.
Tell us, what and where is the Art Shanty Project?
Art Shanty Projects is a temporary community that pops up on a frozen lake every year. This year we are on Lake Harriet in South Minneapolis, and it's running from January 20th to February 11th, Saturdays and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's free, and it's about 1,000 feet from shore near the band shell on Lake Harriet. So people can expect there's 22 shanties this year. So they're artist-built shanties made out of any sort of material. So there's one that looks like a boat. There's one that's swing that activates this creature called the thwing. So they take all sorts of forms and shapes. And then there are also 15 performances going on outside of the shanties. And some are a couple are in the shanties throughout the weekend. And the schedule for the performances is online.
And how much creativity and variety goes into each shanty, from audio to tactile experiences and audience participation?
Yeah, all of the shanties and performances are interactive. That's one of the criteria we ask for when people are submitting ideas. The artists range from professional artists and architects to people who do not consider themselves artists at all. So it's kind of the whole range of people who are interested in making, and they just think, oh, I have an interesting idea. Let's see if it can happen out on the ice. No one really works in the medium of shanty, we say. So everyone kind of starts on the same page, trying to design something that's light enough to be pulled out onto the ice and that will stay warm and accomplish what they're going for. They come in all sorts of sizes. So there's one this year that's a whale. So you can walk into the belly of the lonely whale who sings at a different frequency than other whales. In the past, there has been the Shanty National Park. So it was the smallest park. And there was thousands of species of cardboard and felt animals and plants. And everything's pretty low tech. So we're working with no electricity, and people might be using solar power batteries. But it's really all about, like, how can we get interaction with the audience and artists and the shanties? So there's a lot of surprises. And I would say each shanty is definitely its own thing.
This is an event that has been going on for many years. It really does draw crowds.
Yeah, we do encourage people to take other methods of transport because there is really limited parking considering we're in the city. Metro Transit is sponsoring the first weekend, so January 20th and 21st, and there will be links to printable passes to take the bus that first weekend on our website, artshantyprojects.org. We've been doing this for a while, so we're pretty set up for people to get out there, and we're planning on having on some weekends, food trucks and coffee from Peace Coffee. I would say come dressed to be outside. And if you have yak tracks or cleats to put on when you're walking on ice, that helps. The shanties are heated, and we have a welcome shanty that's heated. So there's different places to go to warm up. And there are performances going on outside of the shanties. But I would say bring whatever you need with you for your journey.
It's 4 weekends. So does it run
Saturday and Sundays, January 20th through February 11th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Find more information and links about the 2018 Art Shanty Projects on Lake Harriet in Minneapolis at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.